Seeing as I have a chunk of dead time while I have lunch, which is an actually recovered can of soup that I found in a plastic container downstairs in the studio. I'm just walking up the stairs to where the microwave is and the little eating area at the top of Lace Market House, which is the third floor, I guess, in this old building. Must have been knackering for servants. I wonder if they had like bells at the rang. Servant, come and serve me. Soup, right, hang on. 2 minutes. Cover, heat on full power, then stir for a further 2 minutes. Okay, then heat for a further 2 minutes. All right, hang on. Just gotta do this first. So I found some chicken, potato and bacon soup. I don't know, I did check it, it is in date. Otherwise, not bad actually. Otherwise, I starved today. I literally have a day of starving, and then, all being well, I'll have some cash tomorrow to be able to go and get Bella tomorrow night, and also grab various bits and pieces that I need. I need to find my damn clippers or go and get my hair cut somewhere. So progress is going pretty well on the integration of FiberCamp. The Beths is done, web periphery is done. It just means that I can post blog posts into separate shows instead of it just being on my blog, because a lot of the stuff gets lost. But it also means that each site can have its own distribution network. Every site can have its own social media accounts. And therefore that's quite powerful in the sense that combined together, cross-posting from different places, you can get some really nice traffic. And we're also working with the Postgres API to be able to combine all the stats from each one of those sites, so we can work out what's getting viewed the most and what's getting the most traffic, and you know, what's popular, and people can see who might want to come and record a show in FiberCamp. The value of having video, because a lot of people just have that wishy-washy sort of, you know, why would I spend money on video? And what's the social value of it in terms of bringing customers to my business? Oh my God, stuff's exploding everywhere. I really need to take this out of here. Hang on a second, just pause. Right, back, and I've cleaned the inside of the microwave as well because it looked gopping, full of carcinogenics, no doubt. Yeah, so push those out. I'm recording some more content for helpbuildtheark.com after I've had this lunch, and that's been quite slow in terms of getting donations in, but I have been spreading myself pretty thinly across different projects and continents, I might add. It's not having quite the reach that I expected, but I think I just need to do a lot more work on the videos, and I need to do a lot more sort of focusing, get them to be really direct and a lot more snappy and quick. I also need to blog about them, so I'm thinking of making a Living Arc theme using FiberCamp and pushing them, all the blog posts out there. That way I can actually build some SEO around the videos. I might actually post them. See, one of the problems about video SEO is that you need a robots.txt file on your server, and Postgres doesn't allow that. So anything that I embed on my blog, which is actually hosted on Media Temple, I can put a robots.txt file there, and then embed the video into a blog post, and that works, but I don't want to put them all as separate posts. I guess I could. I guess I could roll them out for each day. At least they'll get the SEO coming back for it. As long as I date them. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. I should probably do that. Just talk myself into more work. Fabulous. I can't believe it's like the 16th of December. It's going to be Christmas Day for you, though. It seems like everybody's sort of shut down for Christmas already. All the Christmas parties and all the schmoozing. Anyway, I'm going to eat this because I'm starving.